Three Americans, including a doctor, were shot and killed today at a Baptist missionary hospital in Yemen. A fourth American was critically wounded. Yemeni authorities have arrested one man and say they're trying to identify an extremist cell that may be targeting foreigners and secular officials. The shootings are the latest in a series of violent attacks in Yemen, which has cooperated with the United States in the war on terrorism, but has long been known as a haven for Muslim extremists. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Americans worked at the Southern Baptist Hospital in Jibla, about 100 miles south of Yemen's capital. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board has identified the dead as 57-year-old doctor Martha Myers of Montgomery, Alabama, 60-year-old hospital administrator William Kane of Arlington, Texas, and 53-year-old Kathleen Garrity, a purchasing agent from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. 49-year-old pharmacist Donald Caswell of Levelland, Texas, suffered two gunshot wounds but is expected to live. Officials in Yemen say the suspect told authorities he shot the Americans because he believed they were Christian missionaries and that he wanted to cleanse his religion. Jerry Rankin, president of the Southern Baptist Convention International Mission Board, told a news conference today in Richmond, Virginia, the American personnel knew the risks of working in Yemen and acted accordingly.
Being in a country like Yemen, our personnel over the years have been prohibited from presenting an overt Christian witness. We would not make any presumption of motives or what was behind that. They've been very respectful of the authorities and the policies in which we serve the people of Yemen.
At the State Department, spokesman Philip Reeker condemned what he called despicable attacks on health workers who provided critical medical care in one of the world's poorest countries.
Yemen has been in a dangerous neighborhood and continues to be in a dangerous neighborhood. Our embassy works closely with the department here in Washington to keep the public abreast of our assessments in terms of safety and concerns in Yemen. In this instance, we have the tragic murder of three health workers who happen to be American citizens.
In a message to President Bush, Yemen's President Ali Abdullah Saleh also condemned the attacks. The shooting, Saleh said, will strengthen our united stand against terrorism. Yemen's cooperation is extremely important to the war on terrorism. Yemen is the ancestral homeland of Osama bin Laden, and lawless areas of the country are believed to harbor Muslim extremists, including members of al-Qaeda. The United States has been giving the Yemeni government weapons and other assistance to assert more control. But Matthew Levitt, a former FBI counterterrorism analyst, now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says President Saleh will cooperate only so far.
There are several radical Islamists within his government, and recruiting them and cultivating them has been critical to his maintaining control. Therefore, it's very unlikely that he is going to clamp down in total on all of the radical extremist elements within Yemen. He will clamp down on those elements that are part of the tribal elements that are resisting him.
Levitt says that the United States faces a delicate balancing act in Yemen, but should demand tougher measures from Yemeni authorities against radical elements that pose a threat.
There needs to be more proactive counterterrorism efforts on the ground trying to weed these people out. And so far, it has only pertained to those terrorist individuals who are aligned with tribal elements that are against the regime or against really high-profile people. So there's a lot more that the Yemenis can do.
At the State Department, Philip Reeker welcomed the news that a suspect is in custody. He said that U.S. officials will work with the Yemeni government in the investigation of the shootings and providing more security for the some 30,000 American citizens estimated to be in Yemen at this time. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.